Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Barbara Schwarz, an artist in Amityville, New York, who uses her art to express a love of color, justice, and meditation. The title of her preaching today is, Have You Seen?
A reading from the Gospel of Luke. Mary said, My being proclaims the greatness of God. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, who has looked lovingly on me in my affliction. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. For God, wonderful in power, has done great things for me. Holy God's name, whose mercy from generation to generation is to those who stand in awe. The strong arm of God scatters the arrogant of heart, brings down the powerful from their thrones, and lifts the afflicted. Those who hunger are filled with good things. The rich are sent away empty. God rescues servant Israel, remembering the mercy promised to our ancestors, Sarah and Abraham, and to their descendants evermore. And Mary remained with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned home. Have you seen the starving children in Madagascar caused by climate change? Those still homeless from fires and storms? Have you seen and heard the devastation from the tornadoes in Kentucky, Mississippi, Illinois, Arkansas, Tennessee, and Missouri? The people there seem to emulate Mary, proclaiming the greatness of our God in their just being alive, in reaching out to one another, in long lines of blood donors, in sharing their food, in neighbor helping neighbor. Mary is pregnant in a society where being pregnant and yet unmarried would bring suffering and gossip for years to her and her village. Yet she is confident of being blessed. Mary proclaims the greatness and mercy of God. In this time of COVID, climate change, and hunger, do we magnify the goodness of God or do we emphasize our suffering? Look at the stars. As we prepare for Christmas, how do we stand in awe and rescue those in need? Mary remained with Elizabeth. With whom are we present to offer our assistance and our love? Today, the gospel calls us to look at what we concentrate on and make larger in our hearts and minds, our pain or how we are blessed. May our souls proclaim the greatness of God so that others may see it.